This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today. You know, we like to learn from people who have had an incredible journey, and our guest today is Mike Giannoulis. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. So glad to be here.
We're going to get to more of the part of your story where you've helped businesses grow to 40 million plus in revenue and all these other big things. But I'm curious, just to give a little spoiler alert to our audience, but I'm curious at this time in your journey, just as a human in life and growth and as a young adult, what was your mindset at the time? You know, school, you didn't want to finish. You end up going back and, you know, with the community college the smaller college, you did a little bit, but it didn't really seem like it was your thing. And you moved on to this. Where were you at? Were you looking for a big break? Were you looking for identity? Just what was your mindset back then? Because I want to hear, because I know you have a big transformation.
Yeah, I think back then and even early on, I always had in my mind that I was meant for something more, that I was destined to do something. And I really always had this idea in my head that somehow, some way, I was going to get rich. Now, that was never my drive. I didn't say it. I was not really driven by that. But I just always felt like, why not me? You know, I'm smart enough. I can put in the time. I can put in the effort. And I think for me at that time, because I think I was just trying to find where I would fit. So I was trying real estate. That's a whole other story. I was trying to like buy properties and flip them and didn't have anything, didn't have a cent, you know, but I was just trying. And then I tried the goat farm stuff. And, you know, I think I was just trying to find, you know, where do I fit? Where is my spot? But I always was attracted to challenges. And, you know, that for me was what drove me and what still does. I don't really ever think of, oh, if I do this, I'll make a ton of money. I often think, wow, this looks really fun because it looks really challenging and I would love to see if I could figure that out. So I'm more in that way attracted to the challenges because the cool thing is a natural consequence of solving problems or figuring out challenges is the financial reward will follow that.